mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, we're into hour number two. We're going to open the phones up on any of the issues I've raised or covered. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We've got some really tough times ahead because once the globalists put in this global financial system that's already pretty much in place, they're just finishing it out right now, in their own words, we cover in Endgame and other films, once it's in place, then they start turning the resources off even faster. They've now gotten to that point trying to turn off power plants here and shutting down competition and going after any type of self-sufficient activity. I've got an article today where under Agenda 21, and this is put out by the Big Cattle Association, RCAF, you can't make this up, EPA declares hay a pollutant in effort to antagonize small and mid-sized U.S. cattle feeders. And, that's part of Agenda 21 and the new rural council that Obama set up. Who needs governors or local elected people? You got the new Homeland Security Pentagon run. Oh, the Pentagon's your friend, the military, yeah, in your local area. They help with the fires, but also they're trying to turn them into spies. So you got bad people in control of the military. It's not the military's bad. It's bad people are in control. And they're saying any dust from plowing, any dust from hay, any dust, period, is a pollutant, and you're going to be shut down. But then if you're big agra, you're exempt. So during his presentation on the status of the nation's new country of origin labeling, or COOL law, oh, it's cool, like the Patriot Act, so patriotic. And on behalf of the RCAF U.S. COOL Committee, RCAF USA member and Kansas cattle feeder Mike Calicrate was asked a non-COOL question that set conversation goers on their heels during the 12th annual RCAF U.S. convention held August 26th, 27th in Rapid City, South Dakota. And then it goes on to say, has the Environmental Protection Agency declared, hey, a pollutant? An audience member asked. Calicrate responded affirmatively and explained that the Environmental Protection Agency recently initiated a formal enforcement action against his Kansas feedlot for, among other things, failure to store his hay in a pollution containment zone. That's right, grass is now a pollution. Now that the EPA has declared hay a pollutant, every farmer and rancher that stores hay or that leaves a broken hay bale in a field is potentially violating EPA rules and suggest an EPA enforcement action, Calicrate said. How far are we going to let this agency go before we stand up and do something about it? And I'm going to try to get, we're kind of filled up with guests already on the nightly news this week, but I want to get the RCAF folks or Mr. Calicrate on the show, because I'd actually seen this a year ago under the new EPA rules. It's not a law. They say any dust from plowing, $1,000 fines per piece of dust. I mean, just... They videotape you, dust, you're going to jail. I mean, it can be criminal if you don't pay the fines. I mean, they're going to shut everything down. I mean, they're not playing games. America is one giant supermax prison if they get away with it. They're trying to slam the door on us right now. What do you think of them listing grass as a pollutant now? But GMO, cross-species stuff that'll sterilize you better than a hammer, as barren as a doorknob, that's good for you. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I'm going to try to finish up on this globalist big push, big takeover. Then your calls, then Big Sis, then the latest in Libya. I've got a lot here. I mean, what do you think about Texas firefighters being ordered to stand down by FEMA? I mean...
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Amberen, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-737-9107. That's 1-800-737-9107. 1-800-737-9107.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best durable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Now, imagine this. Imagine we have a giant private banking cartel that is now out in the open, in everybody's face, saying Europe has to turn control over of whatever sovereignty they've got left of their individual nation states and the EU itself, that's already very dictatorial, where the bureaucracy has more power than the elected people. You've got to turn all that power over to a private economic union, a consortium of private banks, who you will now pay your taxes directly to, or there will be a total collapse of everything. Oh, I thought all the other bailouts of the bankers, when the lion's share of the debt is theirs, we're going to fix it. Literally handing everything over to the bankers. Now, here in the U.S., they've passed the Super Congress, where now spending and cutting bills do not come out of individual House members, as is the Constitution and federal law, totally unconstitutional. Now a 12-member board, with the president as the 13th tiebreaker, they create the spending bills, and if Congress doesn't pass what they give them, it reverts back to the committee. So it's saying, you can order whatever you want off the menu, but if you don't order what I tell you to order, then I feed you what I want. Yeah, there's 20 things on the menu, but I say you get the tuna sandwich. You've got a choice. You can have the tuna sandwich. Well, that's not a choice at all. Shut up, conspiracy theorist. I mean, we're living in the twilight zone. And because this is just a little bit complex, about as complex as tying your shoelaces, it's not, that's that finance stuff. Yeah, that's what those bankers do. They're old men with suits. I'm sure they're running things. Oh, but the Federal Reserve is secret, and they say that they're above the law. Well, let them be secret and run things. I'm sure they won't abuse us. Oh, no, they just created over $1,000 trillion in fake derivatives and took over. So America, the United States, is already under this system. Federal Reserve running the monetary situation. Congress more and more having the power of the purse officially taken away. They've abdicated and handed over their authority a long time ago. But now they're trying to officially take away the power of the purse, the power to make war, the state 10th Amendment power. Same year they gave us the private Federal Reserve and the income tax to fund it. 1913, they got rid of the senators being elected by the legislature. Legislatures ran things. Your state rep could get that U.S. senator on the line and say, I'm going to start a move to, you know, Davy Crockett got recalled when he was in the Congress by the state. They used to, you didn't do exactly as we told you. Get down here, boy. Get down here, Davy Crockett. You didn't do exactly as Tennessee told you, mister. He's all right, I'll just go to Texas, start my own country. But imagine what we've turned into, and now the feds get on TV. There's no states' rights whatsoever. The federal government can do whatever it likes on any issue. And the public's like, oh, okay. They're like, and we don't need Congress anymore for war or spending bills. Oh, okay. You said so. And by the way, we're going to have a new financial private union. And you'll pay your taxes to it. And then see, then they'll implode that even more. And like, oh, there's a new crisis. We've got to merge with the U.S. and Asia under this private cartel. And then they'll turn the economy on for a couple more years. And then, oh, another problem. We just got this new idea. Oh, you've got to pay all these new taxes to fix it. And by the way, they're under the austerity taxes in Ireland, in Greece. They go from boom economies overnight to being in just abject poverty, pension funds gone, huge new taxes, and even private islands, private brokerage funds going, well, you're on the hook for $6 billion of fraud we sold you. So instead of me going to jail and you sending people to arrest me, I want that private island. I'll take $3 billion for it. $3 billion of what you owe me for that 600-acre island. They got thousands of these beautiful islands there, you know, that are national parks. And they're like, okay, here's the island. To private people are like, I want that island. I sold you fraud, and I own your minister. People are like, you scam artist. I own your minister. The military standing by, they're mine. I bought them with fiat. Ha, 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 ha. They're like, okay, here's the island. Good, it's mine. Now I'm going to have a party there with Lord Rothschild. And he lands in a giant jet. There's huge yachts, all these supermodels out there with him on television. And then Lord Rothschild turns the cameras and says, don't forget to turn your lights out and don't take hot baths for the earth. And actually laughing. Ha, 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 ha. Prince Charles is there. High five. Oh, yeah, Al Gore. High five. High five. Woo. And it's working. You go in a store, you want a bag? That's not good for the earth. I bought a shirt the other day, and inside of it, it said, it was some outfitter store. It said, I was buying some camping supplies because of the power being out with the fires. All right, you think you got enough stuff, and you realize you need more, so I drove to a camping store. And the shirt says, dirty is the new clean. Dirty is the new, in fact, I meant to bring it in. It was actually the gray shirt I wore yesterday. I had it in there. It said, dirty is the new clean. Don't wash often. And you get lectured, you know, you're watering your yard when the fire's coming. That's bad. You know, there's not water. It's not renewable. We've got to pay more for water when it is renewable. We've got to learn to make water like diamonds artificially scarce and get ripped off. We've got to learn. And so we're going to have a contest, and it will run until next Friday. Not this Friday, but next Friday. You got a week and a half. I'm doing it quick here. And then I'll judge it over the weekend. We've got what's that email address? Contest@Infowars.com. I'll have a page written. And you can just send in your video edits of me predicting whatever issue it is, and whoever does the most informative one, most well documented, the most examples of me predicting things, will win the $3,000, second place $1,500, third place $500. And that won't save the world. Somebody will make a few thousand bucks, and we'll reach a million or so people with all the videos that get produced, and they'll see us predicting everything. See, because a lot of yuppies and people in general public want to be dumb. They're not really dumb. And when they can actually see me predicting everything and then it actually coming true exactly as I've said, that tends to even get the dumbest people's attention. Because, again, they're not really dumb. They want to be dumb. They think they're getting away with something not caring about the world or being informed or being involved. They think being a moron is cool. Being ignorant is cool. It's not cool. It's stupid. It's unmanly. It's pathetic. It's ridiculous. And it's what losers do. You want to go through your life being delusional? I mean, do you really? Or do you want to know the truth, the whole truth, and make preparation for it? See, a lot of people hear this show from their perspective, and they think, this guy's a fearmonger. No, I'm not. Or this guy's paranoid. He's up here angry and upset. He must be scared of things. No. It's the opposite. I have courage in the face of tyranny. And I believe in you that when you see the facts and the evidence that we're going to beat these people. I mean, it is ridiculous how out in the open and corrupt these people are. So, this new takeover, this new private union where where they admit the nation states will have no sovereignty left, it's being spun as a United States of Europe. Well, not under the U.S. system. It would be states with total sovereignty. And people with absolute liberty. But see, it's like calling the Patriot Act patriotic or an EPA power grab over ranchers and farmers the cool act. They've always got a little sickening name for it. Why not name a cyanide cherry candy? Still cyanide, Bubba. I just read earlier where the EPA is announcing hay is a pollutant. And if one piece of straw gets left by your car, by your tractor, by your truck, you will be fined. And any dust from plowing is now illegal. Unless you're big agro, they're all exempt. Oh, we live in a giant prison with a weird woman who dresses like a man strutting around giving us orders and telling Matt Drudge to shut up. Matt Drudge responded by running an InfoWars article about her. You think, I'm scared, huh? That's why I'm going up against the head of Homeland Security. No, what I am is committed. And I'm not looking for trouble either. This is not fun. But these Nazi, pig, maggot, commie, scumbag, filth, garbage-sucking pieces of absolute degenerate control freak trash must be met and met head-on. And cowardice is not going to get it done. My children and your children have no future if we don't call a spade a spade. This is a naked, frothing, 500-piece band coming down your street telling you that you are their slave. I mean, they might as well have giant horns blowing it, announcing the coming of even more tyranny. And a lot of you are like, well, we just can't stop it. It's the end of the world. Bull. It is not the end of the world. That is a self-fulfilling garbage prophecy meant to make you stand down and not fight tyranny. They've got the 2012 garbage for New Agers. They've got this fake New World Order church stuff. And even if it was the end of the world, God isn't going to let anybody into heaven that laid down and licked boots of tyranny. If this thing is going to run us over, fine. It's better than bending over on my knees and saying, have your way with me. I am going to at least give them a fight because I've got to at least amount to something in light of my ancestors, and I am not going to sit here and disgrace my family name. I am not going to sit here and disgrace all the people that have fought and died and bled and gone through living hell and fought for every little scrap of freedom we have. Now, I suggest you go read how they're holding Europe hostage, and next the U.S., they're announcing martial law, total collapse, civil war. UBS Euro chief, Euro collapse could lead to martial law, civil war. Hank Paulson-style fear-mongering, his desperate effort to save single currency preserve plan for superstate. Let's expand superstate.
Our rights as individuals to freely purchase dietary supplements over the counter are under constant attack. The globalists want to ban all supplements formulated after 1994. Governments are hoarding raw materials, affecting our ability to purchase these products at a reasonable price. Even organic foods are stripped of nutrients due to overuse of soil and compromised growing conditions. Storable foods are essential, but you also need to make sure you have the nutrients you need to stay healthy during emergencies. Go to SurvivalRx.com today and see the amazing line of storable supplements they have to protect the ones you love. The owners of SurvivalRx.com have been in sports nutrition for over a decade, and they realize the need for long-term storable vitamins. The result is a triple nitrogen flushing method, which allows these vitamins to maintain their strength for decades. Again, go to SurvivalRx.com. That's SurvivalRx.com.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold is outperform paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at SoupBeanSurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit SoupBeanSurvival.com. That's SoupBeanSurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
On a long, lonesome highway east of Omaha, listen to the engine moaning out his one song. Think about the woman, the girl you knew the night before.
All right, I'm going to go to your phone calls. I just want to really impress this upon everybody. When you tune into Bloomberg, and you hear five economists in 35 minutes, that's how long I listened last night driving home, all read the exact same script and say, it's very reasonable, we're going to have a private financial system that runs Europe, a financial federal union, and yes, it's going to be private, and you'll pay your taxes to them, and they know how to manage things, very good. These governments have been bad, and we're, and it's the banks that engineered all this. It's the banks that put people in over the governments, and they're announcing they're basically going to take most of the money from the German people, because that's the most wealthy country there, to give the banks, and they lie and say it's for the, quote, poor countries, and then you know it's going to lead to an even greater collapse a few years after, which they'll then stand up and say, now we're going to save you again, and they have this army of guys in suits on radio and TV sitting there saying, chief operating analyst at blah blah says this. Oh, it's absolutely imperative that they create the new super union to be privately run as an economic union for part of global governance, an excellent system. No, let's cut to this person. And then they're saying global governance, this, global governance, that. I mean, that's all over the news today. And again, I see people attacking me on the internet saying I'm making this stuff up. I think a lot of them must be paid or something, but we're being financially taken over by scam artists, and it's only going to get worse. And Bernanke's saying, I'm not worried about the problem in Europe. We're not connected to that. And it turns out most of the bailout money went to foreign banks because it's foreign banks that own America through fraud. It's fraudulent. It's a scam. But to carry out the really big frauds, they get control of governments, then get away with it. And the German court has ruled, even though it's against the law under EU rules, that they're going to basically put these private people in charge. In the Eurozone, banking fear feeds on itself. Oh, see, it's fear. And the bankers are like, if you're just reasonable and set up the new system and pay us the money, things are financially bad because there's fear that you're not going to pay the new bailout. No, they've engineered the collapse. And then, oh, it's your fault for not paying us trillions more. And then people hear thousands of paid pundits parroting the same thing, literally repeating the same thing over and over again, like an endless parade of parrots. You know, when you tune into the nightly news, it's the same story in the same order with the same sponsors on every network. It's a script, boys and girls. They admit the White House puts out talking points. And see, this is talking point free. This is teleprompter free. This is real. Here it is, Europe inching towards financial union. Sydney Morning Herald, they're not inching. The unresolved debt crisis is forcing change. Oh, yes, it's forcing change. More of the same, more power for the globalists. Here it is, UBS euro collapse could lead to martial law. In a similar vein to how Hank Paulson, we'll give you a document cam shot of this if we can, in a similar vein to how Hank Paulson threatened martial law on the streets of America if the bailout failed to pass, top banks like UBS are now warning of authoritarian or military government and civil war in a bid to frighten away member states from leaving the euro. It's a transparent ploy designed to create the pretext for empowering the EU to enforce a common economic policy across all member states, something that British Prime Minister David Cameron is now openly backing. In a UBS investment research release, the Swiss bank warns that should member states begin to desert the euro, participating collapse of the single currency, some form of authoritarian or military government or civil war would likely ensue. Oh, there's going to be an authoritarian government if you don't let the bankers establish an authoritarian government, because they've screwed things up so much, you've got to, again, live with the cancer, because cutting it out would kill you. But the cancer keeps growing. And then it's got the UBS investment research release from the top Swiss bank. Warning of civil war, economic collapse, total collapse of global system. That's the top Swiss bank, one of the most powerful in the world. And it's got all the incredible quotes about troops on the streets, martial law. How long, folks, when they got rid of Glass-Steagall, the RAND Corporation and others said it was for this. See, this isn't some problem. This is all engineered. They've learned that if they just take part of your paycheck, part of your pension, and then say, okay, we're going to take part, but keep the rest safe. Next year, take part, keep the rest safe.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Shut up now. It's just, I'm marveling that we've been absolutely accurate about what the globalists would do because they said what they would do. But then it's amazing that we were so accurate, and it's amazing that they're getting away with it. And it's amazing to know what comes after this. I mean, these people, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, Bank of England, Bank of America, they all, Wells Fargo, all openly are the financiers of the carbon taxes, the one-child policies. I mean, these are brutal, nasty, anti-human control freaks. And they're criminals. I mean, these big banks have all been caught taking houses they never had a deed to that are 100% paid for, and the courts just give it to them. You don't believe me, just type Bank of America took houses that were paid for they didn't own. You'll get CNN, and they go, is it reasonable they take houses they don't own? Well, maybe they need to, because, you know, they're... I mean, that's the thing. These people aren't going to pop up like dictators from 1940s. They're not going to look like Fidel Castro, and you go, oh, there's the dictator. They just creep around their little briefcases and have all this, you know, complex gibberish that once you've studied it is just that. Pure, unmitigated diarrhea of the mouth meant to confuse you. They're a bunch of finance oligarchs with an army of lawyers and high-tech PR campaigns to sit there and confuse everybody. And listen, it's real simple. These scam artists have bought off the politicians and created giant debts that they bought the world with and then handed us at the end of the day saying it was our debt and we now serve them as slaves. I don't owe them anything. I don't want to be domesticated by them. I don't. The feds are federalizing everything. They've announced they're going to put MRI power feet scanners in. Don't worry, don't have to take your shoes off. Do you have any idea? In fact, I'll have an article out later today or tomorrow. I don't know. Watson's a workhorse, a true Trojan when it comes to busting his back. But so are the other writers. Do you understand they're not exempt from radiology rules? They just don't care and do it. And it's all on purpose. My God, those idiot TSA workers. I knew it would come out they were dying of cancer, and it turns out where they've had the scanners for close to 8 years, most of them are getting cancer, and they've proven it's from the scanners. Of course it is. You got two different types of microwave ovens you're basically living in 8 hours a day. I mean, what does that say about the elite? That they know full well that it's a death sentence to everybody that works in TSA, and they just do it. They know full well it's a death sentence to the troops that use DU. They just do it. They know full well, and they just... Good people have a blind spot to evil. And when it's big and bold and wild, we got a blind spot you can drive the Titanic through, and... Man, I see these people. I see them getting away with it. And I'm just like, when is it? And you can't even hate the TSA goons that, you know, want the job for money or a petty power trip. And they typecast and generally hire a certain type of wimpy, pot-bellied type, you know, who looks like Pat from Saturday Night Live. You can't tell if it's male or female. And I care about these people. I want to lift them up. They'd make good little farmers or good little artisans or whatever, you know, they were just given something other than TV growing up. But instead, they want a petty power trip like the woman they were stripping down, the man they pulled his pants down and were asking about his colostomy bag and yelling at him. And he said, look, you pulled my pants down. It's a, and the TSA said, I have power. I have power. I have power. Yeah, you got the power, all right. And the government is so scientific. They got psych warfare chiefs. They give them psychological tests, and they hire these maybe 75, 80 IQ people who just like to run around in a uniform. They're killing them right there. And now they've been killing them, and now they're going to move in the high-powered microwaves and fry everybody. And you're like, well, I just won't fly. They're announcing they've already purchased big, giant mobile trucks. Highway checkpoints have begun. And you try to not let them march your kid in, the cops flip out, taser you, CPS your kid. I mean, it's just psycho land. And the cops are standing out getting fried and loving it. I mean, woo! I mean, it's just like maniac crazy. And these little chicken neck foreign bankers run everything and are openly setting up world government. And I'll say it would freak me out. You know, I did this Slate magazine interview, and you know, I don't do a lot of these 9/11 interviews because it would take all my time up, and I didn't do one for a big author at the National Post, and I say no to a lot of these. And he's written like a 3-part series already, and I did scan over most of the parts last night, and it was every cliche about conspiracy theorists. And I knew the articles would end with 9/11 truth is declining and dying. I told him, I said, when he called, I said, the latest talking point is 9/11 truth is dying and declining. He's like, well, how did you know that? Yeah, this is what it's, of course, that's what your editor told you to write about, dumb bunny. You don't get the talking points, little man. Your bosses do. I know the talking points because I've already had a bunch of them call. I know what the talking point is. It's talking points. I live in a world where a bunch of scum hand down talking points, and then these mercenaries. I mean, who knows? This guy, I bet, got paid $2,000-$3,000 to write this 5-part series. 3 parts are out with every cliche, a lobotomized chimpanzee could have written it. And I gave him historical proof, total evidence, facts, and none of it's in there. It's just every cliche, every joke, every piece of garbage. And, I'm not the founder of the 9/11 Truth Movement. David Ray Griffin is, who went public in 2003. I could care less who the father of the 9/11 Truth Movement is. People ask who started it. Everybody knows. I obsess on false flag terror. I've been covering that since 1996. I got on air in late 95 to expose government-sponsored terror. Oklahoma City. That's what I don't care that I was obsessing on it. And then some other UFO-type hosts a few months before 9/11 started getting out of that and covering what I was covering because they saw it was popular. Great, good. More the merrier. Let's defeat the globalist. But the point is, I'm the guy. Okay? I don't talk about holograms and videotapes of Jesus being sacrificed and floating submarines. And I don't talk about all that stuff. Fine. Talk about it if you want to. The issue is, I went on air. I said, call the White House. They're going to blow up the World Trade Center and blame it on bin Laden. And the guy kept saying, you're not the founder on the phone. I was like, well, I don't really care. But if you're asking who the progenitor is, it's me. I mean, if you want to ask, Wright Brothers, Kitty Hawk, you can say that, the first aircraft came out in 2011. Okay. I mean, I guess so. But it says, Alex Jones is not the grandfather of the 9/11 Truth Movement. That's David Ray Griffin in 2003. And it's all about false reality. Well, I mean, wait a minute. I'm not the founder or the grandfather of the 9/11 Truth Movement. A guy that came out 2 years after I did is. Okay. All righty then. Mm-hmm. See, that'd be like saying Elvis. Well, he's not even as big as Elvis in the 9/11 Truth Movement. The way the media looks at it is like celebrities. I don't look at it like that, but that's the way the article's written, or one of the three articles, again, two more coming out, is it was written where it basically says, Alex claims he's Elvis, but David Ray Griffin is Elvis. Although Griffin came so late, he'd be more like in the history of rock and roll, maybe Metallica or something, 1989. 1987? I mean, I would be Little Richard, who you could say was one of the founders of rock and roll. See, I would be Little Richard and not Elvis. See, so basically, they're saying I'm the king of 9/11 Truth. No, I'm not Elvis. I'm the Little Richard of 9/11 Truth. See, I come first. Understand that. Not David Ray Griffin, who's Metallica. See, rock and roll didn't start in 1987. Started back in the 40s. Elvis became the king by popularizing it. But again, I don't even get into this or talk about it. It's like the article obsesses over this. Oh, my gosh. And okay, I said I'd take calls. Oh, boy. And listen, I want to quantify 9/11 Truth down to something very simple for all of you that are emotionally invested in the fairy tale you've been told that's been proven to be a lie. The official story, if you go research it, even six of the Ten Commissioners have said, is a fairy tale, is a criminal lie. Okay, let's just start there. And let's finish with this just to hope you look into it with an open mind. You've seen now even Chuck Norris saying, why is our government putting Al-Qaeda in Libya? Why are they protecting Anwar al-Awlaki? What's he doing at the Pentagon? There, now you're starting to come into reality. They think you're so dumb, they've got Al-Qaeda running all around on U.S. government payment right now. The elephant in the room. The whale in the room. Wake up, okay? Just start there. Why? Okay, bin Laden was admitted CIA. That's admitted. Let's start there. Don't say it's crazy to say we should investigate this and ridiculous and preposterous when the cops will have an investigation of a hit-and-run accident out on the highway with 20 cops out there investigating it. Don't say, it's crazy to look into this when governments have done stuff like this, including ours, over and over again. But let's just end it with this. It isn't our government that did 9/11. The government is compartmentalized like a labyrinth out of Einstein's mind. It is a labyrinthine system. It is corporate shadow networks, when you study it deeply, that ran the attacks. The same groups openly financing Al-Qaeda today. Bottom line, the hijackers were given passports to come back into the U.S. and protect it. That's come out. They were at bases. They were living in houses paid for by the FBI. This is all mainstream news. And never, in not one of these hit pieces, will they ever address any of our questions. They go through the same laundry list of disinformation. And so understand, this is real. Look at all the other criminal activities the government's involved in, the gun running to Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. These people are dangerous. It's not fun to go up against them. But we have no future if we don't. Okay, everybody, I appreciate you holding. Eric in Missouri, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. First, I would like to thank you for warming up the audience on the whole 9/11 truth thing. I want to tell you, I'm 19 years old, and I am studying firefighting in school. Now, the other day, they told us that steel melts at 1,000 degrees. They told us that steel melts at 1,000 degrees and structures that are made out of steel will become unstable at 1,000 degrees.
Yeah, let me stop you. In all the firefighting books and the underwriting laboratories, this has come out in the last 5 years, they're changing insurance now for buildings to collapse. Never happened but three times on that day. Big fires all the time last for weeks. Nothing collapses. They're now changing it, and yes, saying buildings will melt at 1,000 degrees, will fall down, the big modern steel buildings, and it's changing all of engineering. See, they're having to go with these fake physics, so yes, it's changing everything. Sorry, go ahead.
Yes, it absolutely infuriated me, and the moment that he said that, my fists were clenching, I was sweating.
You do is you bring in the old manuals and old textbooks and say, when did this change? But, you know, they now say a brick lighter will burn down the most powerfully built building that previously wouldn't fall. Of course, none of them have fallen since, but it's just the false reality. I know. We have to now believe whatever we're told. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And the thing is, it doesn't only just change the science of it. The job of a fireman is to protect lives and property. So say we got a skyscraper that's on fire, and it's real bad, and there's propane or something in one of the kitchens, and it blows up and thumbs heat up to 1,000 degrees. That means that the structure is unstable, and the guys in charge of incident command will get everybody out. All the firefighters, they'll call them on a retreat, and we will ignore the damage on the property, and we will ignore the lives in the building because of the 1,000-degree law. And that is actually in the NFPA 1500, the National Fire Protection Agency.
No, I know. They've announced the insurance has gone up because before they said steel didn't start weakening and getting more pliable till 2000, didn't start melting even with the lower quality steel till around 3,000 or more. But magically now, I know, they say 1,000 degrees, buildings will fall, just free fall, perfectly, with blast points coming out the sides.
Just want to inform you on the disinformation they're teaching firefighters nowadays.
Well, wait a minute, a gas-powered grill can get up to 1,000, so I guess it's all going to collapse, the whole thing free fall? Because you have a little fire at the top, the whole thing is just going to fall on the ground? What about in a fireplace, the metal grate? Is it going to, because, you know, the fire's only in one spot. Is the whole fireplace going to collapse down, too?
Obviously not.
So they've told you there's a new law, see? That'd be like if they said planes could only fly 100 miles an hour now. There's a new magic barrier. People would say, well, planes never flew past 100 miles an hour. Government said so.
Well, I just got to say thank God for people like you and David Ray Griffith and the firefighters for 911truth.org.
Did anybody else come out and get concerned? Or everybody said, 1,000 degrees, buildings fall. I mean, do they all buy it? Like, oh, okay.
they all just highlighted it in their books and just took the notes and just moved on. But I was sitting there, and I was thinking all of these things, all the lectures that are on YouTube of David Ray Griffith explaining and breaking it down. It was all going through my mind, and I wanted to say something, but he's my instructor. And, if I say something like 9/11 truth or 9/11 was an inside job or what happened to Building 7, that would be a real, real big red flag. And it was just a mess.
I hear you, my friends. And by the way, I said Little Richard, the real father of rock and roll, a lot of people say, is Chuck Berry. And, of course, isn't it Chuck Berry? I'm having one of those addled moments. Doesn't he have the, Lemmy from Motorhead says it's Little Richard. I know that can be debated. No, but I'd have to say it's Chuck Berry with his Johnny Be Good. And live a little boy. Hey, you know, we ought to come back in with Johnny Be Good and maybe do 5 minutes overdrive so we get to the calls. Folks, it's freaking me out. I mean, I just... It's so insane to live in this world of delusion. All right, well, more of your calls straight ahead. We'll be live tonight, 7 o'clock, special report. InfoWars Nightly News, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWarsNews.com, InfoWarsNews.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at bestbloodsupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com, a water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
Classic rock and roll. How about we just do that for a while, or maybe play some George Strait? Kind of have a country rock fusion show. I think that's a live one you found it, and off YouTube. Chuck Berry. That's the father of rock and roll, not Elvis. People get that confused. The father is not the king. The father comes first. Get that straight. I could dress David Ray Griffin up in an Elvis outfit. Need to get him back on. Good guy. Boy, that country boy can play. Let's go to Tim in Michigan. Tim, thanks for holding.
Oh, Alex, thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking the call.
Stop thanking me. We love you, Tim. Go ahead.
I know, man. I love you too, Alex, man. Listen, I was reading an article about Social Security, and I am on disability. I hurt my back real bad at work back in 2003. But they said we're going to be insolvent by 2017. And then I read an article right next to it that said we just gave Afghanistan $36 million for some agricultural program.
No, yeah, growing opium, brother. They give them billions a year. No, the troops openly now grow it. And because it started coming out, they just went, okay, we're on TV. We grow the opium. We're going to ship it to you, and we're going to put you in a jail owned by a bank that launders the money. Only in America, man. Only in America.
I got to ask you this, Alex. I have this theory, that, and I want to explain it real quick. Now, wouldn't this be ingenious to take the movie industry and the oligarchs use these? Did you see the new one coming out called Contagious or something? Or Contagion?
Yeah, with Matt Damon.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
It's coming. You got to get the vaccine. A deadly contagion's coming. Oh, the government's going to save you.
Okay. But let me give you my theory on this. What if? Wouldn't this be ingenious? They use those movies as the truth to beta test our reactions. And
they admit they do that. I mean, it's not any what if. They admit the government pays for a lot of messages in movies. It's called, they call it now behavior placement, about 10 years after I coined the term propaganda placement. But no, they use your tax money. Assuredly, if they've got any military equipment or anything in it, which they do, you better believe the government was involved in that. I appreciate your call, Bubba. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's go ahead and talk to George in Pennsylvania. You're on the air, George. Oh, no, Robert was up next. Oh, we'll go to break and come back to him. I got to get a haircut. I'm like a hippie now. I almost got a mullet, but the haircut can wait. You'll go to Robert, and we'll hold you into the next hour. Go ahead, Robert. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I called you a couple of weeks ago and just got through real quick. This is my second call. I had a little story I wanted to tell you. And also I wanted to read something that I think is really inspiring about this.
Okay, we're almost out of time. I want to hear it. Tell me. Hit me.
Okay, well, I'm in California, but I grew up in Texas. I went to River Oaks Elementary School in Houston. And I remember in the sixth grade, and this is like the late 70s, we had an international fair where, you know, we formed little groups of students, and each group had a country. And we had like an international fair, So my group was Switzerland. So we had chocolate, and then we figured, what else does Switzerland have? They have banks. So I think that the teachers actually put us up to this, but we supplied all the other countries with their money. So we actually had to like print it out, and so what happened is we got like 20% off of.
I want to hear the rest of this. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.